A summary of the action research process. Hopkins, 2017, rephrases five propositions about teacher research attributed to Freeman, 1998. One, to make research a central part of teaching, we must redefine research. Two, research can be defined as an orientation towards one's practice. It is a questioning attitude leading to inquiry conducted within a, quote, disciplined framework. Three, there is as yet no publicly recognized discipline of teaching. Teachers do not think of themselves as producing knowledge. They think of themselves as using it. Inquiry, number four, inquiry and not procedure is the basis of teacher research. Number five, creating a discipline of teaching requires making public one's findings. To do so, teacher researchers need to explore new and different ways of telling what has been learned through their inquiries. End of quoted information from Freeman, quoted and rephrased by Hopkins, 2017, on page 16. According to Hopkins, quote, action research aims to help us explore the connection between teaching and learning, placing the teacher at the hyphen in the role of teacher researcher. End quote, page 22. It, quoting from Hopkins, 2017, it engages teachers in reflection upon evidence of learning as a result of planned learning outcomes, collects data that might support the connection between teaching and learning, suggests how influence upon learning can be enhanced based on research results, invests teachers with a level of responsibility for exploring how their students are learning, and contributes to making teaching a, quote, discipline, end quote, through the publication of research results. End of quote from Hopkins, 2017, page 22. The argument presented in the preceding section of this paper depicts action research as a process at the heart of any teaching activity because of its potential for improving the learning environment for students, prospects for a school community, and the teacher's own awareness, understanding, and practice. An implication of this premise would be the notion that teacher preparation programs ought to illustrate by example a participatory action research process so that teacher candidates benefit from a context supportive of a set of skills essential to their development as lifelong teachers and learners. A key challenge facing the teacher educator is determining how to provide candidates with experiences of action research in practice within the constraints of an already complex array of standards-based curriculum mandates, how to bundle and integrate action research in alignment with required standards, basic principles such as universal design for learning, and the idiosyncratic traditions of a particular academic setting.